Challenging the consensus, will economic pain actually end the Iran conflict? The Kennedy Center, not Netflix, cut a Trump joke from the Mark Twain Prize broadcast. The Distinction Matters, a federally funded arts organization, made an editorial decision that aligned with the current administration's preferences, reflecting how board reconstitution under the administration shapes institutional culture. The Mark Twain Prize is awarded specifically for American humor, a tradition inseparable from political satire. Disney announced a third round of layoffs under CEO Josh D'Amaro, hitting Pixar and National Geographic hardest as the company continues restructuring for a streaming-first economy that does not reward the organizational structures built around theatrical distribution. ESPN layoffs tied to the NFL network consolidation represent a more predictable outcome of content integration. A multi-agency FBI operation in Kansas City ahead of the World Cup yielded 19 arrests on human trafficking charges, reflecting the coordinated enforcement surge that typically accompanies major international sporting events. Apple and Klarna will launch a device leasing program on July 28th, transforming iPhone ownership into a subscription service and deepening both companies' financial services ambitions. The dominant consensus in coverage of the Iran conflict, including in previous analysis on this program, holds that mounting economic and human costs will force some form of negotiated resolution within weeks. Oil at $90, record shipping costs, Gulf infrastructure being hit, U.S. military casualties, the logic of de-escalation appears overwhelming. But the most vulnerable assumption in that consensus deserves scrutiny, that all parties have comparable cost tolerance and decision-making flexibility. The Islamic Republic has endured significant economic pain from sanctions across multiple decades without fundamentally changing its nuclear posture. The population bears the cost, the leadership does not. The IRGC maintains financial networks that extend well beyond any single frozen wallet. Regimes that perceive a threat to their survival as existential do not consistently behave as rational economic actors optimizing for cost minimization. The assumption that economic pressure produces political flexibility in Iran's case is not strongly supported by the historical record. On the American side, the assumption that Trump will pursue de-escalation before midterms because it is politically rational may underestimate how a rally around the flag dynamic could make the conflict itself politically useful in the short term. The specific indicators to watch: if the Rubio-Lavrov talks in Manila produce any joint statement or framework for indirect Iran negotiations, that would be concrete evidence the de-escalation path is real. If Trump announces a strike timeline for Pickaxe Mountain within the next 14 days without an open diplomatic channel, that would be strong evidence the conflict is entering a more dangerous phase. If the conflict persists for another month at current intensity, the implication is that the resolution mechanism is not economic pain, but something else entirely. Domestic political change in Iran, a decisive military outcome, or a great power intervention through the Russia-ASEAN channel that creates a face-saving exit for Tehran.